Twice.
Three times.
A lady, and I love you. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
John said, "Hey, from the other room."
We're doubling up on episodes.
They don't know that.
They do now.
This is next week.
We went. You're from the future.
This is when I really hope that, like, we don't 30 rock and have something really heinous happen. Remember where they're like, yeah. Like,
stop laughing and tell me.
Whose island was it? It was somebody's private
island. Dr. Moreau.
Get the fuck out.
No, but so they were like, we get so much, so many views and all the stats go up when we like cover a disaster faster. So we're going to go ahead and record a benefit for a disaster that hasn't happened yet.
It was Mel Gibson.
It was Mel Gibson's island. Mel Gibson's private island.
Which is funny because I hate that show.
You hate,
I hate
30 Rock?
We talked about
it's as if you weren't on the episodes that I've been on.
Was it in the first year?
No, it was like a fucking less than a year ago.
Okay, because I was like, was it still when I was drinking a lot on the episodes? Because there's a good reason I couldn't remember. I'm drinking right now.
It was the episode where
but it's a holiday episode.
It's a holiday episode.
This
happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy subjugation of the native race, guys. Great job. We did it.
Happy first day.
And
to
it was
me.
And it was easy.
And it was super easy. Here, smell this blanket.
Oh, wow.
Too easy.
No, that was a smallpox.
I know, I made it a chloroform joke.
Smallpox, the silent killer.
But boy, is it ugly.
So this is actually kind of an interesting... We've never done this before, so it's kind of interesting.
I didn't know we were doing it until I got here.
Yeah, what we're going to do is, since we do picks all the time, we're essentially going to do a... You've got Christmas coming up, and you're either going to buy things for other people, ask them to buy things for you, or get Christmas money.
And today, tomorrow, or yesterday, depending on how lazy we are, is Black Friday.
Or it might be Cyber Monday.
Yeah, so this is the perfect opportunity for you guys to actually listen to our stupid suggestions and then
spend your hard-earned money on.
AKA, since you guys never listen to the picks, you're being punished now. You must listen to all of the picks.
So we're doing an entire episode about things that we like that we think other people might also like.
Or not.
Which is why no one's picking Nickelback.
Is it going to be picks and anti-picks?
I don't... Probably, I mean, like,
yeah,
I... Sure,
I
all right.
I don't want to do anti.
You don't? No anti?
Do a picks, man. It's not like a... It's not a real buyer's guide. It's just an excuse to do a picks episode.
Yeah, picks
true.
Episode are fun.
First
you just
pick.
Shattered the illusion, Chris.
I'm so sorry.
First pick.
First pick will shatter the illusion anyway.
I'm not drinking it because it wasn't available, but go out and buy some Methadone standard vodka.
Methadone standard vodka.
Method and standard.
Just do it.
Why?
I don't work for them or anything, but you should go out and buy it.
Wait, you have to disclose. Damn it.
Full disclosure, I'm a brand ambassador for Method and Standard Vodka. But having said that, and the only reason I am a brand ambassador for them.
Well, Logan, how about Logan?
Logan.
Logan's not the only one who's been drinking tonight.
Colin is too.
If you actually do end up being able to provide me some, then I'll give my honest opinion as not a person.
Yeah,
I'd be really
happy to. Yeah,
and
I'll
being,
see what I can do.
So on that note,
I will say this.
Actually, this podcast is part of the reason I got the job.
No,
really?
I'll say this as a side note.
To
whatever
that conversation,
whatever
we record,
whatever.
Awesome.
God damn it, Chris, shut up.
Whatever. Whatever.
Can we get a shirt
get
that says choo-choo, motherfucker?
We just need to get Logan. Yes. We need to get Logan a train whistle.
So, as a side note to whatever John's about to say, John is a very, very good, like, judge of alcohol. I truly believe that the warden.
Not judge, the warden.
The warden knows what he's talking about when it comes to booze.
Honestly, I'm gonna start bouncing cocktail ideas off of John's noggin. Because I'm a bartender as well.
He's good, man. John's palate's fucking strong. Not a smoker. Mm-mm. Fucking healthy. Does not have bad allergies or sinus problems.
Not yet.
Does not
25 years
binge
running
drink to the point of not being able to
tell what the alcohol he's imbibing is.
I have this great strategy of being moderately intoxicated for long periods of time. Mostly on Sunday, because like Sunday's the day where I do the least amount of things that matter.
Today's been an awesome lazy Sunday. Yeah, I would, yeah.
Sunday fun day.
Me and John shot par.
John and I shot par, is what you meant to say, Chris Nielsen.
We shot par.
At Yadkin.
Shooting par at Yadkin is like shooting 4-under at Augusta. That's fucking impressive.
I mean, we played doubles. But
yeah, I mean, Logan and I went probably somewhere around 5 or 6 over, and I think Steve and Dave did about the same.
Okay, I wouldn't say you guys beat them. I'd say you trounced.
We had honors for the first 17 holes.
They were the box for the they were first on the box for the first 17 holes. And then the last hole, Logan and I were like, thanks for the box, guys.
Yeah,
you know,
so...
You know, with the fiancé, I'm usually in on the box as well.
The way the the way the whole game went was whenever I threw a bad shot, Chris was there to make the shot that counted. And then whenever Chris threw a bad shot, I was there to make the... And it almost always worked out that, like, whoever was shooting first just... fucking terrible. Like, threw a fucking terrible, unusable, shitty shot.
The first drive of every hole for them was just worthless.
Just garbage.
It was just it was just not necessary.
To the point
all.
Where hole 14, like, I think I was up first, and I was like, well, this is gonna fucking go bad. And I threw it, and it went bad.
And then the second shot just laid up.
Yeah.
Just...
No, I mean, like, they fucking killed it. They did an incredibly good job. So fun.
Speaking of disc golf, I have a second pick.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are into disc golf, Infinite Disc is having a killer Black Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Cyber Monday sale.
I love Infinite Discs, and they've taken so much of my money.
Yeah. We love them. I enter every giveaway they do to no avail, but still... but yeah, like, I think every day is two to three different disc companies are going to go on sale. Free shipping on a lot of the stuff. It's going to be a really great sale. And so, yeah, check those out. That's one of my picks as well. If it's a picks episode, I'm just going
to
keep coming.
No, I would like to spin off of what you started.
Spin like
with
a disc.
Ooh, girl. Ooh. All right, go ahead.
And I would like to pick North Carolina distilleries and breweries, because some of my favorite brew companies are North Carolina breweries, and like I've been getting more into the liquor lately for cocktail purposes and for recreation. And
recreation. Good hobby.
And like I'm generally very impressed with what I've been finding. With what I'm finding from what North Carolina is making. Like, so two of my favorite gins have come from North Carolina. Sutler's, which is Winston-Salem based, and Cardinal, which is somewhere else, and I can't remember.
They are
not
Winston-Salem.
I'm just too lazy to get up and look at the bottle. I'm sorry, users, but you could find it.
Users.
Users.
You guys will become users.
So, I fight for the user.
Colin has said that he likes Sutler's better, and Alex likes Cardinal better.
Which is weird, because I wanted to like Sutler better.
And
but he made me blind taste test
them. Yeah, I got Alex to blind taste them, and that's what he picked.
Yep.
Okay, so, well, I mean, you know, it's really a matter of palate.
So what
They're both quality spirits.
Well, what
I
I've
mean,
noticed is that Cardinal has a stronger citrus, like, forefront. But Sutler's has, like...
Sutler's is really like peppercorn.
It's
like, got a
mid-palate.
It's
more
palate.
Classic.
Yeah.
I don't know, and it's got a more full, like, pronounced palate all the way through the drink. Now, what you may or may not know is that Cardinal has a barrel-aged gin.
That's baffling to me.
It's so good.
Okay, I'll try it sometime, definitely.
It's not even significantly more expensive than the regular gin, and it's so good.
We tried a gin after you guys left.
Yeah.
Friday night from NC Comic Con, we ended up going to the bar across the street, and honestly having an absolute blast. Hey, baby. What was the name of that gin we tried?
Conniption.
Conniption gin, and it's out of...
You know what? That's Sutler's competitor, so we don't like it anymore.
It's called...
Well, don't fucking drink that, then.
It's called Conniption, and they have an American Dry. They've also got a Navy Strength gin.
Ooh!
That is... It's like 55... Oh. It's 110 proof, and it will knock you in the dick. And it's so fucking good.
Just so you guys know, Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
It's Cardinal.
Is Cardinal.
Yeah, thanks, producer, for looking that up. We appreciate it.
He's asleep, but so half asleep with a bottle of or something on his head.
I also got this strange liqueur recently, which is made in Durham, North Carolina by, oh my god,
some other brewery.
Some other distillery.
It's called it's Jabberwock Distilling, I think.
No, Jabberwock's the liqueur.
Let me see. Labs.
By BVS Co. Durham NC. But it might be Labs. But the Jabberwock is unlike anything I've had before. It is extremely spicy and slightly bitter, but it's phenomenal.
It's got a swing top bottle, and I love the gimmick of a swing top.
Like, and real. And frankly, it was not expensive, but
you found it at the ABC?
Yeah, I got it at an ABC store. It's about 30%.
Woo!
Like, I've had a sip of it, and I really want to try to make some cocktails out of it because, like, it seems like as an accent type of, like, not as the main ingredient, but as an accent.
Almost use that as a bitter.
Yeah, exactly.
It smells like beef jerky.
But yeah.
Bloody Marys would be killer.
There's quite a few different, like, flavors and stuff. Like, that's not the only one I saw. There were, like, three or four. And, like, I'm so curious to go find more of this because, like, I really love it.
Okay.
If we're going to be kind of on the path of booze for a minute, I don't know if I have picked this before, but I'm going to pick it now for sure. My favorite beer that I've found as of late is a beer called Dragon's Milk. And it's
Dragon's
just,
Milk is so good.
It is legit. Like, I'm a stout drinker. I love dark beer. Porter,
and you're
stouts.
Quite stout, and you're a drinker.
Yeah, I'm a fat guy who likes booze, apparently. So I
said
no. Yeah, I was there.
I just want you to make sure you understood what I was saying.
So I'm also dumb.
Fatty.
It's because you're fat.
So I found it.
Okay, I'm done.
I found it a while ago on tap at one of the Lowe's.
You're on Twitter.
Are you kidding right now? Are you kidding right now?
We're done. No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Chris,
you actually know what? Don't buy Dragon's Milk. Don't do it. It's
no,
fucking...
Dragon's Milk is
no,
awesome.
No, because Chris endorses it too, and fuck all of his drinks.
It's by New Holland Brewing. You can usually find it in 22-ounce bombers. It's a barrel-aged bourbon. Bourbon barrel-aged milk stout. Sits around 11.5%. Drinks like black velvet. It's like butter.
Gets better as it gets warmer.
It does. Does
so
that's
does
my one
really?
Pick because fuck me.
I also
I love you, man. Come on,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Every time we can't do a holiday episode without me getting railroaded, like, it doesn't work. Like, Alex, is this one of those things where we're gonna come over to your residence and we're gonna interrupt you every time you have something to say?
Whoa,
since when does home ownership means you get the floor?
I live here too.
Sorry. My name's on the fucking deed.
My name's on the fucking deed. That's what you sound like.
Oh, good. Somebody gave Alex 40 acres and a mule. Let's let him talk.
Can I have 40 acres?
I have the most money, so everything I say is important.
Goddamn.
From the guy who makes more money than me.
Goddamn colonial. No, I'm a property owner. I get more. Fuck off.
We get votes too now.
I also can tell you to leave. Which is indeed an actual law.
Hey, why don't you also pick that...
The Castle Doctrine.
Excuse me, Logan.
You're Logan this
Logan
episode.
Now.
I keep looking at you and my brain just goes, Logan. That's Logan.
Wow, Logan got skinny.
Wow, Logan got fat.
Because you're fat, Colin.
Why don't you also pick that caramel brown ale?
That is very...
that's the real pick.
My girlfriend and John both went in on an awesome gift for me. They found... Well, John told me that he brought home a six-pack of...
Can I tell the story?
Please go
right
for
quick?
It. Yeah.
So, like, it was a couple weeks ago, I think, but... Because it was the last time we were here podcasting. And it wasn't during the podcast. All the people were playing Star Wars except I... And I came back from Harris Teeter, and I had seen it, and I just bought it, because I was like, why wouldn't I buy this? Like, caramel brown ale, like, what's, or sea salt caramel brown ale.
Oh, that's
ale.
The Ben & Jerry's one?
Yes.
Yeah,
sea salt caramel brownie
by,
brown ale.
You're burying the lead.
By New Belgium. And I saw that, and I Like, the reason I snuck it into the house, I was like, Alex is a fucking caramel fiend.
Like, are you really? Is that, like, your thing?
I don't like sweets. Like, I like caramel.
Okay.
If Alex didn't have money, he'd be sucking dicks on a corner to get some...
For some cow
some sweet caramel.
For some sweet caramel.
Some of those Goetzel's caramel creams.
I need me some Werther's Original.
Oh, wow.
And I was just
that's
like...
not even caramel. That's just butterscotch.
Tastes like caramel.
I think you've been confusing caramel and butterscotch for like 28 years.
Same thing.
He's a fucking addict. He doesn't care about the difference. But
crack, heroin, whatever.
Cocaine, crack, cocaine.
But I mean,
you guys got any more of that flacker?
My worry was sincere to the point where, like, I was like, I can't let Alex know this exists because he'll just take it. He'll just drink all of it without my permission.
I had no idea your addiction. I didn't
know it was that bad. Me either. Now we have something over him.
Like, he's that a hoarder, you. Too. Like, do you still have that caramel sauce from last Christmas that you got?
No, he's been taking...
You fucking pervert. He's covering it. Just so you know, he's smirking and covering his face like a child who's been caught stealing.
I've never seen Alex Fulmer act like this before.
Me either. We found something that brings him shame. Like, fucking finally.
Oh my god. There it is. Have you even opened that?
I can't yet. If I do, it'll be gone tomorrow. No, don't do this.
For the podcast listeners, I'm like holding it like a bomb, and I'm about to just kind of. No,
the pins come.
Is it? Yeah, check the.
I'm not that disrespectful.
Oh no! It's like he popped it to smell it and then put it away because he was afraid about what he was going to have.
Bro, you know you can make caramel, right?
Don't tell him that.
Never
you're
seen
just disabling him.
Well, we're going to come back.
Bro, you know you can make meth, right?
We're going to come back in 6 months, and he's going to have no teeth, and he's going to not be able to fit through the door.
There's a spoonful gone.
Ooh. All right, well, since it's open.
I might have been drunk.
It's since it's open.
I don't know.
All right, let's try this out here.
Are we doing a little caramel tasting?
But yes, I am.
Oh, suck a dick, that's good.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm sorry that, like, no one has known about this, but, like,
fuck off,
I just like I love caramel so much.
I need some apples.
Like,
it needs to be in my vagina.
What?
Say that again slowly.
In my mangina.
That's not what you said the first time.
In my back pussy.
So John brought
that
home.
Do.
So John brought home this beer. And dubiously hid it from me so I wouldn't be like, oh, look, this is clearly for me.
And girlfriend was like, what are you doing? Because she saw me, like, hiding, like, a bag. and I was like, shh. And she's like, what is that? And I was like, I pulled out one bottle, and she just read the label, and she was like, oh, I have to get that for him.
So John hid it from me so I would not steal and drink all of his delicious beer.
What's the brewery's name and who do they collaborate?
It's New Belgium.
It's New Belgium. And it's their collaboration with Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream. And it is called...
A sip of caramel?
It is called the...
I'll suck your dick, man!
It is called the Sea Salt Caramel Brownie Brown Ale. And it is... It is delicious.
It's quite good.
It's quite good.
I would put that on pasta.
Yeah, no, it's...
Also quite good is not a fan of everything from Great Lakes Brewing Co., but their Christmas ale is on point.
Is it really?
Yes.
Because I like the Elliot Ness and the Edmund Fitzgerald. I love those two.
Dude, try the Christmas ale. Like, it tastes kind of like gingerbread. And
okay, I like gingerbread things.
Oh, I love it.
Man, winter beer...
Yeah,
it's got to be done right. The Fireside Chat by 21st Amendment's really
good.
Yo,
man, that red nose is not bad.
Red nose isn't bad.
Anderson Valley Winter, they're seasonal right now. It's when it comes out, they've got a ghost out right now, which is really good. And then they've got ghosts. Okay. What?
That's not how you say that.
How do you say it?
I don't know how to say it.
Okay, that's then don't fucking correct me. It's called Must Be the Holy Ghost. So,
Chris, you're going to get thrown out of a window today.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
They've got one called...
Well, that's not how you say it, but I don't know what's right.
They've also got... They've got a winter warmer that's got notes. It's called Northern Lights, and it's got, like, white chocolate notes in it. It's really good. Founders has got Breakfast Stout out right now, which is like...
Dude, Breakfast Stout is so good.
And they're also about to release Dirty Bastard and Backwoods Bastard. Back.
While we're on this topic...
This is just going to be about beer. Fuck you, Jeff. We can do it, too.
This again later this week.
I am slightly changing paradigms with one of my favorite meads.
What he's about to recommend, and I am all about it.
I love Bee Nectar Meadery, and they have a...
Goza. Okay.
They have a limited edition cherry chipotle mead. That is
shut the front
fee fucking nominal, man.
Can I get that at Stella, you think?
You can get it at Total Wine.
Okay, then I'm going to Total Wine on Thursday.
Starting to stock up because I'm afraid it's going to disappear for another 2 years out of my life.
Dude, it's so good.
It's
like I could not put my finger on what it was when he gave us all like a little taste of it, and all of us were just like, we don't know what it is and we don't care. Just give us more.
Alex was like, is this a cocktail? And I was like, no. And he's like, it's a cocktail though, right?
You're lying to me. You're a liar.
So, John, you're telling me something that's just not true.
Oh, is this a burgundy? Is it a Chardonnay? No.
So it's a burgundy, right?
So
I'm going to take a little taste test.
Take a very small taste because it is so spicy.
Is it that spicy?
It's spicy.
So, another pick that I want to throw out there to completely switch topics until Colin kind of lets that settle out in his mouth a little bit. Something that I
it's really not that bad.
But something that I...
It's very delicious, though. I would put this in a Bloody Mary. It's got a good... mouth burn. It's not more. It's a fucking Chipotle. It's not like a Reaper or a Scotch Bonnet.
Yeah.
It's just got a good mouth burn. It goes all the way down. A little bit of sweetness. You can definitely taste the chicory in the coffee. I would recommend it. Absolutely.
It was not expensive, so.
That's the Jabberwock.
Yeah, the Jabberwock.
Something that I would like really to do as a pick for this is for anybody out there who might be an aspiring. Comic book creator. A really easy, really user-friendly program that I found a few years back that is so fantastic. It is called Comic Life.
We used to mess around with that a lot.
Yeah. Comic Life it's amazing. It's very...
I was talking to Tad about it.
Yep.
Comic Life on your iPad is like maybe $5. And on your computer for, I think it's like, you can get it and you can use it for the code for like 3 different computers. It's like maybe 30, maybe. I think that that is for anybody who's an aspiring creator for comic books.
And I use it to just design pages and stuff, because you can just put like... reference pictures and stuff in the background, so if you're writing, you can just like kind of get an idea.
And I use it all the fucking time.
I just remembered this, but if you are a fan of bad movies, there's a Kickstarter up right now for about 10 or 13 more days, and it's for bringing back Mystery Science Theater 3000. And they are already funded, but the more money they get, the more episodes they will do.
Nice.
So if you're interested, donate to that project.
Which is real awesome.
On the topic of television... I watched a show the other night, and I don't know if you guys have heard of this. It's from 2007, and it's called Kid Nation.
No.
Do you guys know about Kid Nation?
Do I want to?
Oh, man. Okay. So, just, this is your holiday pick for if you're, trying to slip away from your family for a few, watch TV on your iPad or your headphones or something, or if you want to share it with your family, it's very entertaining. Kid Nation, basically, is a show where they take 40 kids... And they're on 4 teams, 10 kids to a team, and they basically play like some version of like Survivor. And the whole the premise is it's like 40 kids and they're running this town with no adult supervision, and they play. This is so ridiculous. And they do a challenge at the beginning of each episode, And, well, at the very beginning, they all vote in a leader for their team, and those four people are in a council, okay? And then every episode has a challenge. They do the challenge, and whichever team finishes first is the upper class. The next team is the merchant class. The next team is...
Please tell me it's a child class warfare.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you know, this really sounded a lot like Legends of the Hidden Temple until that.
Oh, it gets so much better.
Dude, George Orwell and fucking Aldous Huxley are having wet dreams.
The third team is the kitchen class, and the last team is the lower class. And they also get an amount of money depending on when they finish. And it's either 10 cents to a dollar, and it's in like 1880s. Currency, so like a dollar is like a lot of money, and like, you know, 10 cents isn't very much money, and that's how they buy the supplies that they need to keep going through the week. No, it's on YouTube though. And if everybody in the team finishes,
why aren't we watching this right now?
If everybody on the team finishes, they get some improvement to update the village that they live in, and it's all like Wild West themed. And so they get to choose, and it's two different things. One generally makes life easier, and the other one's generally like some sort of treat, right? So it's like, you
like
know,
caramel
like,
sauce.
Yes. No, like one time it was a choice between like a microwave or 40 pizzas, right? It's like the microwave has longevity and something that has utility, but the pizza.
But kids are dumb, and they'll take 40 pizzas in a heartbeat.
And so. The thing that's interesting is it's sort of an electorate college system where the four people that are on the council decide. And so all the kids vote on it, but they don't necessarily have to follow the vote.
Like, I know that everybody wants the life-saving water. But I gotta tell you, man, I'm gonna go with the beach ball.
So it gets better.
Beach ball.
So I got plenty of water and I just wanna have some fun.
So it gets better. So at the end of every week, the four people on the council get to hear everybody's argument on who gets to win the gold star. The gold star is basically the equivalent of they're handing the kids $20,000. And if you're on the council, you can't get it because you have to give it to somebody. So I don't know, like, why the kids are on the council. I missed the first episode, so I'm not sure. There may be a reason.
You know, it's on YouTube, so you could watch it.
I know, I'm going to go back and watch it. So anyway, all the kids come in and say you should win, but that's also the same electorate college thing where, like, they don't have to necessarily pick the person that all the other kids wanted. There was one other... Oh, and the best part is, they're in an old Wild West town, and there's a saloon. But the saloon is a soda bar. And they got like mugs full of root beer and shot glasses of cream soda, and they drop them in and chug them down like car bombs. And at the end of the episode, it's like a kid holding a root beer with a shot glass. He's pouring root beer in the shot glass, talking about how mad he is, just kicking back shots of root beer.
This has got to be fucking Jesus Christ. That's just too much.
Okay. It did not get renewed. There's only one season.
Awkwardly enough, I was reading another one of my picks, which is Afterlife with Archie. Please go out and read it. I picked it before. I don't care. I'm going to pick it again.
Actually, I was going to ask you, can I borrow that trade?
Yeah. So Afterlife with Archie, there is a scene in the newest fucking one where it looks like Archie's drinking beer at the fucking counter. And then it's revealed like four pages later that it's root beer. And I was just like, oh, that's mildly disappointing, but also kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's super in-universe.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. What are some? I'm another good. Thanks, producer.
Thanks, Colin.
Doing a great job. Jessica Jones is awesome.
Is it? I haven't watched it yet.
Yes, it's dead. It's empty. Don't try.
Go ahead.
Just gotta get juice in your mouth.
come on, dude. Weed some juice. Pauly Shore reference. Jessica Jones is dope.
Wow.
Kristen Ritter is incredibly talented. Luke, the guy who plays Luke Cage, you see him in the first episode.
Oh, do you? He's in it?
Yeah.
They're
married.
I know they're married, but I didn't know that they were necessarily married at the beginning of the show.
Wait, I thought
they're
not
married in the beginning.
I thought
of
the next thing was going to be Iron Fist, not...
Iron
Fist is actually up in the air.
No!
Because of the reaction to the guy who's going to be playing the Punisher, they were like,
well, maybe we should do the Punisher
show.
I'd rather see an Iron Fist show.
I would too.
To be completely honest.
Why do all five? Why can't the Defenders have five people in it since it's supposed to be Heroes for Hire anyway?
Well, what's really cool, like, it's like she walks into the bar that, like, Luke Cage approaches her, and it's like, okay, big black dude. We know who that is.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because it's completely inexplicable how she has her powers. Like, you don't really know it, and it's only revealed, like, okay, why did she, how did she just jump 15 feet from flat-footed?
Right.
Like, stuff, it's little stuff like that.
How far in the show are you?
I'm only, like, an episode and a half in.
How long is the season?
I think it's 12 or 13 episodes. Same amount of time as Daredevil. But
you know what I'm watching?
They are on such a good trajectory.
Nice.
It is so good. Another television show that I'm really enjoying, excuse me, I'm a little burpy, is iZombie. Love iZombie.
I've heard good things.
Girlfriend and I watched the whole first season. It's got some. It's another one of those shows where I really believe is carried by the supporting cast much more than
the lead.
It's like some of the stuff in it is really cool, but there's also a whole lot of kitschy shit.
Okay.
Well, if you look at who created it.
No, yeah, it's another WB bullshit show. Like, that's really what it is.
Well, I mean, the creator of it, what's his name? I can't remember his name.
It was Veronica Mars.
It's the same dude who did Veronica Mars. And there's a lot of there's a lot of Veronica Mars DNA.
Well, it's not just that. It's just there's some really fucking, like,
there's some corny
delivered lines.
Oh, it's super corny. It's somebody who shares a fan. They share a famous name.
Sing Rob Thomas.
Like, I could sit there and I could pause the episode at certain points and be like, I'll give you two guesses to guess what she says next. And
absolutely.
Like,
but I
it's like that.
For me, it's good fun because
it's fun. It's totally a fun show.
And I love I love police procedurals. Like, adore police procedurals.
Yeah.
And I like zombies, and it's a different take on the zombie genre.
Yeah.
Because apparently, fucking AMC has lost its goddamn mind. I love The Walking Dead. I really liked Fear the Walking Dead.
I've seen the first two episodes. I want to watch more.
I'm excited that Preach, my favorite comic book of all fucking time, is about to be made into a television show. If they fuck it up, I'll burn the place to the ground. Yeah, that's a threat.
It's a promise.
Name Redacted is not responsible for any arson.
No, Colin Norris
occurring on AMC properties.
We are not responsible for the actions of Colin Norris by himself.
Or Logan Hash, which, you know, take your pick as to who I am this week.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But they just bought the rights to another zombie comic, George Romero's War of the Dead. Do we need another fucking zombie show on television?
Zombies, it's people.
George Romero, though.
Yeah, okay.
But still.
Fucking Walking Dead is an homage to the works of George Romero.
Yeah. Honestly, like, if there were going to be a zombie television show that I would watch, it would have to be, like, a serial of World War Z. Like, done episode by episode of the
HBO should have picked that fucking show up and done it in the prop, like, make it a show where it's a talking head documentary.
Yeah.
Just like the oral history, and then do reenactments of the battles. Yeah. That's how it should have
been. Awesome.
Fuck that movie. Yes. Fuck that movie and the gaping asshole. I fucking hated it.
Shaun of the Dead should have gotten its own spin-off show after it finished for what happens.
Between?
After. After it ends, when he goes into the shed.
You know what it should have been called? My Dog Ed.
Yeah. But no, it was awesome, dude. Like, I really think that it would have been cool to see that happen. Like, I really believe that that would have been awesome to see that kind of spin off in its own little thing.
Pugface.
Look. Oh, I see it. I know what John's doing.
Can we get Pugface for Instagram, please?
So what ended up kind of he can't hold it anymore. Oh no! It got derailed again. Okay,
who's in charge of the Instagram this week?
Who cares?
Do you have the login?
No, I'm sending it to you though.
Okay. I've got a pick.
What's your pick?
My pick is a card game. It's called Love Letter, and apparently there's an Adventure Time version, which is
interesting. As a follower of the R board game subreddit.
Yeah.
There's been every conceivable retheme of Love Letter that you can think of.
Yeah. Have you played it?
No, I've never played the game.
Fantastic.
Can you play it with a regular card deck?
Theoretically, if you have the rules, yeah. It's only $10 at Target online, apparently. And the Adventure Time one is $7.30, so it's cheap.
Oh, hell yeah.
But so it's a small deck of cards. It's like, I think it's like 10, like 20 cards, I believe. And there's 10 different cards. And the goal is to have the highest card at the end of the hand. And you only have one card at a time. And then you draw a card, and then you have two cards in your hand. And then you can play one. And all the cards have different effects that make the other players around you do different things. And if at any point in time you guess what card is in someone's hand, then they're eliminated. So either you have the highest card at the end, or everyone else gets eliminated except for you. And the whole thing's basically card counting and watching which cards have been played and which cards. It is fantastic.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of
you
fucking
play 10
fun.
Rounds, best of 10 wins the game.
But Colin can't, man.
It's
not math.
It's plus or
minus. Which is math. I may not be able to math, but I can read patterns real well.
Which is weird.
That's totally right brain, left brain.
Anyway.
That's why I would be a good Batman.
Love Letter's amazing.
So, I'd like to play that. I really would.
I'll look at the rolls. We can try to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Another pick.
I've got one. Girlfriend and I actually picked up something that I ordered for her. At Heroes Con, and I want to plug the company that did them for us.
I'm going to get them to do a Mr. Meeseeks one for me.
this picture. I'm going to get them to do a Dr. Twinkletitz. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that.
Dr. Twinkletitz.
the littlest pug.
So
I look like Rob.
Fuck you, Rob.
So anyway,
I make the most egregious face possible, I look like Rob. It's kind of disappointing.
You look like Rob and Billy Bob Thornton's character from Sling Blade had a baby and peed on it.
This got dark. Oh, so we picked up. If those of you who know who were
spit
around in
out.
The 90s. I hate you, like, so much. I can't just talk anymore. Jesus.
Choo-choo.
All right, my pick is I'm going to bed. Fuck all of you. I'm kidding. If anybody was around in the 90s knows what pearlers are. I picked up a set of pearlers, one for myself and one for my girlfriend at NC Comic Con, which I ordered at Heroes. One of Black Adam and one of Leeloo from
the
Fifth Element.
We'll put them up. When you get a good picture of them, we'll post them up on the Instagram because
they're awesome.
Are fucking stunning.
They're real awesome. Apparently, the guy who made them got to keep them for the weekend so he could put them on display, and apparently he got fuck tons of orders because of both of them.
Yeah. I mean, and they're like, they're not your typical 8-bit or 16-bit. They're like 30, basically what would be a 32-bit sprite. They're fucking gorgeous.
They're huge. They're like 8 inches tall, if not more.
So
and so he, the guy who made them, like, super easy to work with, super nice, reasonable prices. It's somewhere between like $25 and $29 for what you want, for if you want them that big. But anyway, it's called Pop Cycled Bobbles. Looking them up on Facebook, on their website. You can order them and they'll send them to you. You can pick them up at cons, whatever you want to do. It's really awesome. I suggest it to anybody who likes collecting little things like that. He'll do any character you want. He'll put stuff like capes and lightning bolts and wings and fucking whatever the fuck you want on it. He'll put it. And they come with these cool little bases. Like my Black Adam one has a cool lightning bolt base. The Leeloo one has all four of the elements on the bottom of it. It's awesome. It's really fucking cool. I highly recommend checking them out. That's Pop Cycled Bobbles. And that's one of my picks that, especially if you're a nerd, you should get that for like maybe a significant other or like a little brother, little sister, big brother, big sister, that kind of thing.
I mean, it's bad enough that I am collecting pop vinyl figures right now. And now that I've like seen how good this guy is,
I can definitely
see like a shelf full of these in the future.
Yeah.
Like I was so impressed by what he did with you.
Yeah. It's really impressive.
I have a redemption pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you come around on Evangelion?
No.
Damn it!
When is that ever gonna happen?
Never, because I'm never gonna watch it again. Because it's not worth my time.
Because I'm not gonna give it that.
Do you have a redemption
chance.
Pick of Mad Men? Is what I'm assuming.
No, he already picked. Because
I did the waffly pick, and then I did a full pick of it.
You're right. Later. You're right. You're
but,
right. You're right.
I didn't. I forgot to bring this up earlier, but I wanted to redeem Campari, the liqueur.
Oh yeah.
Because Like, I've found ways to use it that I actually enjoy. And, like, as a aperitif liqueur, like, where you use it, like, lightly as not the forefront of the drink, like, I've really enjoyed it. So, my favorite way to use it currently is, I would say, about a half ounce of Campari, 1 ounce of an orange liqueur, and tonic water. And it's pretty delicious.
And I tried it, and I would absolutely agree with that. If you, I think the key with Campari, and you might agree with me, is to use it sparingly.
Yeah.
Like, in the proportion that it's in a Negroni,
is too
that's
much.
That's just too much.
It's, well, it's too much bitter of, mm-hmm. like, because it's, like, bitter on top of bitter on top of sweet vermouth, which isn't really a sweet beverage if you know what vermouth tastes like.
It's just the opposite of white dry vermouth, so
right.
by default it's sweet. So
sure.
I agree. That is a fantastic drink.
I'll continue to experiment with it and keep
you
guys posted because I'm sure you're.
Can we do Campari Corner with John One Take Thomas?
There's there's a Campari Punch I want to try making.
Okay, we got the holidays coming up, man, yeah. And I'm sure we'll probably try to do something holiday party ish.
Yeah.
And it would be a great way to get rid of a lot of my sweet vermouth that I don't really want and the Campari that I sort of want in one fell swoop.
Another pick. Tyler.
Tyler, you got a pick?
Not a single one.
Nah, what have you been into?
You don't like anything?
I hate everything.
What have you been watching on TV? Talk about Psych.
Alex can relate to that.
I can totally fucking...
It's a great show.
Alex is making money from Psych.
Every goddamn week.
Cha-ching! Every time he says psych, that's $10. Say it.
And he's hiding it from us. That's how he bought this house. This is the house that Psych built.
This is USA built this house.
90 years ago. No.
Yeah.
There's an unreleased episode of the podcast where Alex just says psych. 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 And it was just a paycheck rolling in.
And they got flagged for clickbait. Fuck Rescue Me. Fuck Dennis Leary. Don't get me fucking started on that sack of shit.
YouTube video, 10 hours of Alex saying, psych.
And then in the middle of it...
If you watch it for 2 hours, it changes.
And then in the middle of it, I just go, white collar, psych.
Hour 5. Suits.
Psych.
Hour 9.
Royal Pains.
Royal Pains. God, all that garbage fucking television that was on... USA.
I like a lot of the.
It's because you have terrible taste.
No, it's because I like kitschy things sometimes.
There's nothing wrong.
I don't think they're good. I just find them funny.
That's not kitsch. That's corn.
Meh. Little column A, little column B. No, Psych is good, man. Psych's a good show. It's interesting and it's funny and it's clever.
Can you pick?
He's Batman with a bad haircut.
Can the people at home know what kind of caramel we're eating?
No, it's just for me.
That's
Colin's about to get a boot in his ass.
Now, just
put it away.
I felt violated for you.
I'm gonna kick your ass up between your ears, little man.
Just by looking at that bottle, is that not a Stonewall Kitchen product?
Yes.
Ooh. I used to work in a gourmet ingredient retail, so I know.
Alex, I'm sorry.
It looks like a candle.
Slightly,
it looks
like
a candle holder, yeah.
Like, even when it's open, it kind of looks like a candle.
It looks like
except
something.
Except for my giant index finger hole that's in
Colin
there.
Colin just decides to put his dirty ass finger in my caramel sauce.
Look,
you're lucky Trisha doesn't come over here, jump over the table, and slam your head into the bar.
Yeah, Trisha would totally beat your fucking ass. That's the kind of girl she is.
To be fair, sugar kills germs. We all know that's a thing.
Yeah, okay. You're right. You're right. It brings ants, and they kill germs.
Exactly.
This is how you get.
Oh
ants.
God.
Oh no. She's
oh
here.
No. Sheriff's
no,
in
no,
town.
No. Have I picked Fish Center Live yet?
No.
No, but please do.
Oh, do you know about Fish Center Live?
No.
Do any of you know about Fish Center Live?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Is it a live
oh
web stream
God.
Of a fucking aquarium?
Yes, it is. Yes, it absolutely is. Fish Center Live is one of my new favorite things.
We've all been doing it.
So, yo, Fish Center Live is, damn it, Colin, you gotta hear this shit because it's awesome. Fish Center Live is a TV show that airs on AdultSwim.com at 4 p.m.
Oh, that's right, you told me about this.
It's their off-air.
Yeah, but so, this
They did a Friends theme song intro to Fish Center Live one time.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't know about
sorry.
That.
I just
so it comes out at 4 a.m. on Adult Swim, but it comes out live at 4 p.m. every day, and it's a camera pointed at a fish tank with a Photoshop overlay on it, and they put coins on the fish tank, and for 2 minutes, whenever a fish swims through a coin, they get or lose the number of points drawn on the coin, and they're doing live commentary like it's sports. And then after it's done,
like MXC,
yeah, they're like 1 point for us, and they're just like, and they're caught in the whole thing.
I've got
to
get a fucking computer,
dude. And then you can get it on your phone. I got the Adult Swim app. You can watch it on there.
Oh, so I can cast it to my Apple TV.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, and after it's over, they assign like motivation to the fish's actions and like talk about why they did things a certain
way.
The
strategy of the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's a call-in show and everybody has like their favorite fish. So people call in and follow this, right? It's to the point where people are giving like death threats to fish and stuff. And I actually have an app, I don't have my watch on right now, I have an app on my watch that shows me the current Fish Center standings. And like, it's a tribute. One of the fish, it's actually an eel, his name's Hamburger. And like, dude, when I tell you this motherfucker,
can we please work?
This dude is an
why
asshole.
Is that so funny?
He never comes
it's
out.
It's an eel named Hamburger.
It shouldn't be that good.
It is.
William Street, fuck you, hire me.
And so the fall season just ended. Let me look at the standings here. So the fall season just ended. It was phenomenal. On Halloween, they had a little So Hamburger's an eel. He lives in a little cave, right?
Like you
and
do.
So they have a camera pointed at the cave, and they had a drawing of Hamburger, like, answering the door, and this little cartoon Hamburger popped out, and people would call in, and they would, like, trick-or-treat, and they would get coins, and they could give them to whatever fish they wanted to get.
This
and
is
then,
fucking
like,
genius!
They play games where
how
it's, like...
How much pot do you have to smoke
have,
to get
they
this
have
creative?
A catapult, and there's numbers, and the callers say what number they want, and whatever the ball hits, they get that many points to give to their favorite fish and stuff. But fuck Hamburger, because Hamburger doesn't ever play Coin Quest, and he ends up in, like, second goddamn place every week just because the fucking viewers give him points. Anyway, Fish Center Live, dude. If you're not on the Fish Center Live train, you're not living life.
New segment, Fish Center Live update.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, let's do it.
Can we do it?
Yeah, no, I would love to do that.
God.
I will absolutely do that. I will.
Damn it.
Weekend, Fish Center Live weekend update. 5 minutes every episode. I'm on top of it.
Oh, you're being God. Very generous with our airtime, sir. 5 fucking minutes?
Not 5 minutes, God. But, you know, full 30 seconds.
Oh, wait. Can I? No. Can I read this?
So yeah, long. Yeah, yeah. So Long Donovan is my dude. Long Donovan. he's new. He's a rookie. He was doing really good for his first.
all right, everybody be quiet. Be serious for a second.
Long Donovan is the rookie because there was a fish before, not Old Blue. Old Blue's still in it, but he was just being a dick and biting everybody, and he got 3 red cards, so they took him out of the tank. They replaced him with Long Donovan. And we got to vote on names for the fish because they put a poll up, and me and Jacob both voted that his name should be Long Donovan.
Did you mean
so
to say Jacob
Long
and I?
Donovan, I did.
Chris, you gotta get a job, man.
Chris.
Okay, the fish. Here are the fish's names. Long Donovan, which we've discussed.
Yes, that's my dude.
Dottie. Mammoth. Big Squirt. Greenbird.
Greenbird's Green Jacob's bird. Fish.
Flump. Actually, there's an apostrophe
flump.
There, so Thlump.
Yeah. Flump. Oh my god.
Yo, Hal, look at that thing. Old Blue. The aforementioned Hamburger.
Yes.
And Mimosa.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Whose Latin name? Corhis Formosa.
That's pretty good, actually.
This oh, and oh, the Latin names are hilarious. Hamburger.
I think these
I
are real.
Even, yeah, that might be real.
The names of the fish, yeah.
But anyway, like...
Current standings. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you have the standings up? I wanted to know who won the season.
Oh,
Sir
fuck.
Squirt. Who won the fall season?
Squirt.
Damn.
I'm worried about whether the Panthers...
my boy got third place.
I'm worried about whether the Panthers season. Are going to go 15-0.
and
you're fucking watching
fish. Swims through the most coins.
Hamburger is third to last. He's
nice. Good. Fuck that.
Go Sir Squirt. I'm a bandwagoner. I'm jumping on the Surf Squirt bandwagon.
If you go on AdultSwim.com or in the app, once the show is over at 5 p.m., it airs continuously until the new episode comes on.
So I can just catch it up.
So you can just catch up anytime. Which is the other thing that's awesome. It's like
my fiance is going to leave me because she's going to come home one day. And I'm going to be watching Fish, and she's, what are you doing? Shut up, this is important.
Oh, also, anybody listening at home and anybody here, I really want to start a Fantasy Fish Center League, so.
Oh, shit. So, I've got another pick, Trilogy Discs.
Oh.
Period. Anything Trilogy Discs makes, I don't care if you even like disc golf. Go out and buy them. They look real cool. Like, no
I'm
shit.
I'm not familiar with them at all.
Oh, are you not?
You mean, Trilogy is West Side, Dynamic, and Latitude.
Oh, yeah, I own lots of them.
I own several of these discs. I just didn't know they were under an umbrella corporation called Trilogy.
Oh, because there's three of them.
It's really, to be
it's
specific.
Funny. It's fun watching neurons connect, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be specific, it's more like a partnership. Like, I think Latitude is responsible for molding all of them, but like West Side and Dynamic get to choose like the designs and,
right.
and whatnot. So like they're not owned by Latitude. They're just like partnered for
oh,
like,
that makes sense.
Pro sponsorship purposes.
I mean, West Side discs are my
jam.
Like bar none favorite. That's 90% of what I bag.
West Side is
what
great.
I play
because
I haven't played in like 6 months.
Dynamic treats me really well, especially my dynamic putters are fucking killer every time. Also, my in the clutch disc is my truth or my fucking not the truth, the verdict.
Your verdict.
My
dude.
Verdict is in the clutch disc when I really need something to go the right way and it's an awkward shot. It does it every time. Does it every time. I don't even have to bang it. I'm just like, you gonna do it? It's like, yeah, dude, I got you, and it just does it. Like
my underworld control driver is I fucking love that.
Like my
so
latitude,
much.
My latitude mid ranges are really nice. I like them; they're great. My like, I adore everything that West Side puts out. I have not picked up a West Side disc that I've held and thrown and gone, no, fuck it.
My like, shield too. My shield
dude,
putter.
Steve gave me his fucking harp. And I was just like, oh, I felt my dick move. Like, I love that disc.
Yeah.
Like, it is a beefy putter, and it just, chains, falls, done. Like, it's fucking
amazing. I mean,
I love my,
what's my stinky putt? Which
the
one
Warden.
Is that?
Your Warden.
That's my Warden.
Yeah.
Which is the same.
Yeah, which is one of my
company.
Go-tos. Dude, I hit a 70-foot putt the other day with my fucking, with my new harp, and I meant to do it. It wasn't like, look, I managed to fucking field ace by accident. I took a 70-foot fucking, like, lean-back squat putt, threw it way up, and I was like, all right, I just wanted to go high hyzer and hit the chains and bank in. And it did exactly that, and I was just like, cool, done.
Yeah.
It was fucking, anything Trilogy, if you are a disc golfer and you haven't tried it at least, pick one up. I'm not going to guarantee that you'll love it, but there's a decent chance you're going to like what you got. Just say. Especially if you pick up an Underworld.
What's our run time right now?
I don't know, probably pretty...
Let's
pretty
find
long.
Out if Colin can... Oh, no, he just...
No, he's just going to pass it off on me.
Smart
it's fine.
Move.
But
holy shit, we got to wrap it up.
All right, well, let's do a quick round of anti-picks to end out the episode.
Quick pick. Divinity, published by Valiant Comics. That is by far the best new superhero on the market right now. Divinity is fantastic.
As a secondary walk-up to that, I'd actually also like to say Quantum and Woody is hilarious and awesome.
I haven't gotten
also
to that
from
one
Valiant,
yet.
Also really good. Check that out as
yes.
well.
Yes. Also, X-Men of War is really cool. But Divinity is an incredible origin story. If you're into super high-concept sci-fi... Which you are, I'll give it to you when I'm done with it.
Yeah, please do.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So anti-picks then.
Yeah. Nazis, communists, ISIS,
Donald Trump.
Jesus and Muhammad.
He's alienating everybody, essentially.
Muhammad.
No, like a guy I know named Jesus and a guy I know named Muhammad.
I know both, and they're fucking dicks.
No, I actually do know a guy named Jesus who's a fucking asshole, actually, and I do know a guy named Muhammad. He's actually an okay guy.
The Jesus I work with is actually a pretty nice dude. He's just kind of stupid.
Oh, well, that's fair. Hey, Jesus. Hope you listen.
He doesn't. I don't think he's aware of the internet.
Okay. Well, my anti-pick is getting railroaded by Chris. It's not fun.
I had a little bit to do with that, man. I feel bad you're not giving me credit.
Oh, I'm just going to punch you in the dick later.
Why? You can't run a train on Alex Fulmer without all your friends.
So,
we've got a ticket to ride, and he don't care.
My real anti-pick is how hard it is to manage your phone battery when you have a busy day. I hate that smartphone batteries are so shitty. Mm-hmm. I wish that they weren't so jumpy when it comes to your battery life. I think it's fucking annoying, and it kills me when I've got busy shit that I've got to do. And yes, I realize...
Especially at cons.
Yeah, and I realize that I could easily fix this by go getting a port charger.
But you shouldn't have to.
But I shouldn't have to. That's right. You should give me a 3-day battery life. I'm sorry. Like, even
it's
if I'm blowing my phone up.
It's 2015. Women can vote, and we need longer battery lives.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Like, I'm tired of the whole, like, oh, fuck, like, now I have to, like, turn my phone on the, like, super low fucking screen darkness mode. And, like,
I'd rather have a dead phone.
Yeah, like...
It's just as useful.
Yeah, so, like, and then you're sitting there hunched over it like it's the tiny little bit of fire left and when before you fucking freeze to death. You're like, oh, no, please work. Please don't die. Come on. And you're just... It's fucking stupid and it makes you feel like an asshole.
What kills me is when people are like, well, just don't use your phone so much. And, like,
you don't... That's not... I have productivity.
You try managing 7 social media.
Yeah.
9 social media accounts. I'm sorry.
Like, it's impossible.
Especially for you. I only have to worry about the name redacted Facebook and mine. Like,
yeah, no. I wish that they'd come out with a way to make phones less shitty about
the battery. Or just go back to flip phones. Either.
I mean, John's got a fucking flip phone.
I know he does.
Yeah. John's.
Look at this.
Actually, a slide phone.
Look at this piece of history.
I like the slide phone.
Is that a
Kyocera? You got a keyboard in there?
No, it's an LG.
Yeah. You flip it out.
I miss my palm free, right there.
Do you remember when all the cool kids had sidekicks?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was.
You know
I
who doesn't
jealous.
Have a problem managing their apps? This guy.
I bet that thing lasts for a week.
How many apps do you have on there? You got calculator, calendar,
snake.
Snake.
There's a Tetris demo
on
here. No, just the demo.
Anti-picks. Actual anti-picks.
I thought you were putting out pressure.
Yeah, no
like,
shit,
an actual
man.
Yeah, I mean, no, that was an actual anti-pick.
Yeah, no,
I appreciate
I fucking
that.
Hate it.
Let's think of something you shouldn't spend money on. like a consumer report, a warning
okay.
against,
okay.
against something.
What should you not spend money on?
How about those morons at NC Comic Con that were trying to scam people?
Oh,
what?
Man.
Did you read that post
no.
that they put up? Those people giving away a free trip to Harry Potter World and Universal were scam.
Oh, was
it? A scam. Shocker.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't do that.
Yeah. Like they were calling people. Watch out for scams, folks.
Yeah.
Wow. And they just set it up in there and nobody...
They completely misrepresented themselves to the con. It was bad news.
Also, another anti-pick of mine is that guy who is stealing other people's artwork and then photoshopping it and calling it his own. Don't like that guy.
Anti-picks. Print towers.
Yeah.
Stop
no
it.
Yeah. No
people
more print
who
towers.
Are, people who get down on people for wearing scarves. Not about that life. I like scarves.
I'm not about that life either.
Scarves.
We have an entire box of scarves
yeah.
that her and I share. I mean, her
I like
mostly.
Also, don't buy cheap electronics from China.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Because I bought some headphones that were clearly imported from a less than reputable source, and they broke in the first, like, hour of use.
Yeah, watch out for things like...
$10.
Watch out for stuff on Wish and Geek.
Yeah.
This holiday season. You can find some good deals. I found some
yeah.
cool stuff. I found a good watch on Wish.
I mean, and so, sometimes it works out, but I guarantee you, if you
don't
buy
spend more than $12
imported shit, and you can tell it's sketchy, it will absolutely 100% break, and hopefully you get your money's worth out of it before it does.
Yeah,
because I've done that far too many times, and I'm just really stupid for it.
I'd like to call out the Jimmy John's on Stratford Road. They suck.
As an anti-pick?
Yeah, that's my
yeah.
anti-pick. The Jimmy John's on Stratford Road.
Yeah, they're not good.
We live literally around the corner from it. You can actually, if you walk into their back parking lot, you can see our apartment, but there's just a train track in between us. It took 45 minutes for them to deliver a sandwich to our apartment.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So much for freaky fast.
Freaky slow.
It was freaky slow, freaky bad. Step up your game, Jimmy. And John, I assume
stop
it's two
shooting. Nope, it's one guy.
Stop shooting
I met
elephants.
Him.
You met Jimmy John.
Yeah, he's a...
Is he a total dickbag?
Talk about it later.
You don't work there anymore.
Talk about it later.
You don't work there. You can say he's a
no,
fucking douchebag.
This, no, it merits say, more time.
Can
than
you say
have.
Anti-pick oh, Jimmy John?
Anti-pick yes, Jimmy I can. Okay. And also anti-pick Loot Crate because it's not worth it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've been considering because
no.
Star Wars is doing a thing
not
called Smuggler's
it.
Run.
Yeah.
Not worth
and
it.
Loot Crate just seems to me it's like, oh, I get a box full of shit every month on top
yeah.
of the shit I don't have room for already.
Yeah,
shit that you do not want or need or is useful ever.
Some of those kind of bespoke posts looks kind of cool. I don't know. It's
bespoke looks okay.
Yeah.
I think...
Dollar Shave Club is...
Dollar Shave Club, that's different.
No,
that's not a subscription
Dollar
box.
Beard Club.
Fuck Dollar... I would like to go on record right now. Fuck Dollar Beard Club. Fuck their entire advertising campaign.
It's amazing.
Fuck
it's hilarious.
No, fuck
anti-pick.
Them. Anti-pick.
It's hilarious.
Fuck Dollar Beard. No, it's not fucking funny.
It's
funny. What is it? Why is it? What is it?
He's mad because he can't grow a beard.
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not about that. It's about this sudden obsession.
I love seeing him get mad about this.
With beards?
Yeah, with a post-second.
You are just mad that you can't grow.
Colin,
no, it's
Colin,
it's,
buddy.
Just no,
okay.
Logan.
No, go for it. Go for it.
It's getting a little out of control with this idea that just because somebody can't grow a beard doesn't mean it means they're not manly enough.
Right.
And that's
no,
fucking horseshit. And I don't like their entire ad campaign about like a dude shaves because his girlfriend's family doesn't want to see a bearded dude and he gets fucking fired. No, fuck you. If I'm gonna shave my fucking beard, it doesn't make me less than a man.
Right.
And this bullshit that you know, oh man, real men don't shave. Fuck you. I don't need you to tell me what a real man is, and that entire advertising campaign is bullshit. Just like it's entirely bullshit for women to think that they need to have big boobs, or they need to be skinny, or they need to have fat asses.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit.
I completely agree.
I disagree with the media determining what makes me a man. You know what makes me a man? Me gender identifying as a man, and the sexual tackle that I have.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't give a shit. I'm sorry, that shit irks the hell out of me.
I think it's funny because for like 30 plus years before that, everybody who had a beard was given shit about having a beard. Like,
and that's bullshit too.
But also the fact of the matter
it's
is,
a cycle.
It's funny. Like to me, that commercial
never thought beards would be so polarizing.
No. Like the thing that for me that beard commercial has always been to me just for shits and giggles and not being serious at all. Like that's it. That's it. And it was a response to Dollar Shave Club.
Was that?
It's
that,
all it is.
It's similar to like the How to Shave Like a Man video.
You don't shave like a man. Real men.
It's
and I love horror. It's fucking
it's
hilarious to you because you have a fucking beard.
No, it's just funny the way he says it.
I think that's funny.
Okay, I'll agree with you. Harley is.
He's
funny.
He's a funny dude.
I'm gonna go on record and say that having known very little about the Dollar Beard Club.
I've seen
that I totally agree with Colin's rhetoric.
Meh.
Because, like, I think there's nothing more harmful to, like, a gender as a whole than trying to use media to define what they're supposed to be. Like, a person should not really be defined by their gender or by, like, the aesthetic choices that, like, being that gender implies. Beardless.
Also, when Dan Bilzerian is your, like, main vocal proponent. Are you guys familiar with Dan?
No.
Bilzerian? Yeah, he threw a model off a roof and broke her leg and all that good
nice.
Stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Classy.
So
I didn't know that.
Classy
I'm
dude.
Not, yeah.
Anti-pick.
So he posts like a Dollar Beard Club video about Paul who got fired for shaving his beard.
Right.
And his comment was, I probably fucked Paul's girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
Douchebags like that. Not all people with beards are douchebags, evidenced by the two gentlemen sitting at the table.
Oh, you're giving me a lot of credit.
I tried to. I give you a lot of credit, but you gave me vodka, so that gives
well,
me
here's,
credit.
Here's the thing, is that that guy
I
is
like to liquor my girls up so that they give me good reviews.
I'll give you my back pussy, it's fine.
No, like, here's the thing, like, that guy is clearly a dickbag, and, like, I don't subscribe to Dollar Beard Club. I buy my own beard oil from a local source.
Actual company.
It is.
Okay.
It's a real company.
It's like a beard box.
No, and that guy, and like, I didn't know that about that guy. I don't like that guy. like, it's just clearly because like, why would you? But here's the thing is that, like, for me watching the commercial, the whole thing to me was clearly just satirical. The whole thing.
I think it reads to you as satirical, and I think, but I mean, there,
just because
there are,
it's satirical doesn't necessarily mean that it's inoffensive.
And there are people out there that go, haha, that's funny because it's true.
No.
They don't, I'm telling you, there
satire.
Are people don't understand satire.
There are people who read The Onion as a fucking news outlet.
That's fine, but but someone else's ignorance does not.
There's like a whole Facebook page of people honestly reacting to Onion articles and being like, oh my god, I can't believe the Muslims are doing this.
Well, okay. Okay, so there are ignorant people out there, and we.
But they're the vocal minority, and it's infuriating.
So, in other words, if those things are taken seriously and we're not allowed to do things like satire.
It's weaponized.
No one's going.
No, that's not like. Cause
it's weaponized ignorance.
This is that whole thing where we were talking about with you can't ban hate speak because who gets to choose hate speak and shit like that. It's just a fucking commercial, and everyone pisses their pampers over it. And, like, why? Don't, like, it doesn't fucking matter. It's a goddamn commercial. Don't buy the product.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's an anti-pick.
That's why I'm standing by it.
No, but, like, everybody, like, getting up in arms over it, it's just a fucking commercial.
Well,
I'll quote
an oft-quoted sentiment. I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death what I have to say. Yeah. I'm not saying that
they're making the videos.
I don't give a shit. I'm glad they're making money. It's fucking distasteful and stupid. It's bad satire, it's bad writing, and it's lowest common denominator, and I'm judging it on that merit. They might have great product. I don't give a shit, because I don't buy it, because I can't grow a beard.
And it's a cheap gift.
Fun fact, like, making your own beard oil is really
super
cheap.
Easy.
Really?
Yeah, cheap and easy.
I make my own beard oil.
Then we will, can we post your recipe for your own beard oil?
You don't need a recipe. Like,
okay, goddamn.
What's the recipe?
No, like, it's...
It's just,
he's got, like, 30 different ones. Yeah.
So what you, all you need to do is you need to buy a carrier oil, like almond oil, or others, like jojoba oil is good as a carrier oil. And then you buy essential oils, which is mostly just for scent, and use, like, just a very small portion in the carrier oil to scent it the way you want. And, like, the carrier oil basically does its job by softening your hair and keeping it, like, moist and oily in, like, a way that's not, like...
Greasy.
Like, not greasy, but, like...
Moist and oily.
Moist and oily.
It's also, like, just so you know... It's just so you know, right. Like, beard oil, you can take... And not use just for your beard. You can put it in your fucking hair and it's still gonna do
sure.
the same thing.
Yeah, like
it's fine.
If you like the look in your hair where like your hair looks like slightly wet, but not like I've soaked it in product.
Right. Yeah.
Like that's sort
it's
of what
sheen.
It's good for.
Yeah.
And like whereas commercial beard oils are often like $20 for like a couple ounces, like if you spend like I spend a lot of money because I wanted to experiment. And so
right.
like I spent like $80 on 2 amounts of the carrier oil and different essential oils, but I could make like 32 ounces of beard oil, so like I'm set for years.
Yeah,
I also if you do
that's
want
a lot of beard oil,
it's
you,
a lot
well,
of oil.
If you do want a cheaper beard oil and you live in the local area, go down to fucking Washington Barbershop because they have a local beard oil, and for that big ass fucking bottle I have, it's like $7.
Yeah, and fucking also awesome. Local pick. Washington
Park Barbershop.
We
those fucking
there.
Dudes like they have a couple guys there that are really good at beard trims. They have some guys who are really good at fades. One of the guys is extremely good at fucking slick backs. Like all that shit.
Tim
like,
Parker hooks my head up every single time
and
I go.
Doug works there now.
I mean, Doug works there now.
God, dude, like, and if you do have a beard or a mustache, Doug is the guy to go to
yeah,
to
trim.
He will trim because
it.
He's the only guy that I trust to do
I have
that.
A question. I know we ran another episode, but I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think you would, since you're into the cocktail thing, would you want to, like, do a cocktail recipe every episode?
I could do that, yeah.
Do you have anything off the cuff that you know that you would watch?
What'd you do tonight?
I already gave the Campari one I made.
That's true.
I made Logan a cocktail, which I actually referenced on the show where Logan and I did super fights called Newfangled.
Which
and
I want to steal that
name.
That name so badly.
It's so perfect.
Because it's so fucking good, but out of respect for you and your creativity, I'm not going to.
You'll never know.
But
it's ethics, man. I just can't do it.
You use like an ounce and a half to 2 ounces of your preferred bourbon, a splash of water. I would guess about a. I made my own brown sugar cubes that I use for the old fashioned. It takes a hell of a lot of stirring to dissolve them, but it's worth it.
Yep.
But if you're a plebeian, use like a half teaspoon of brown sugar. And you'll have to stir it a lot to dissolve.
I would like it to be noted that I am the professional bartender.
Oh my god.
Fucking John One Take blows me out of the water in terms of this shit.
He's
okay, I'm so sorry. How do you make a sugar cube?
Yeah, please.
So the way you make a sugar cube is you take whatever sugar you want. It's actually
whether it be brown, turbinado, white.
Right. Any sugar you want.
Sugar, like any sugar.
And you put it in a bowl and you slowly add water till it become and stir it constantly till you get a paste. And what I used to form the sugar cubes were I have some of those rubber ice cube trays or silicone ice cube trays.
Oh, fuck me.
And you fill in the desired amount. And, you let it just dry out over time. A good way to expedite the drying process is you turn your oven to the lowest setting possible. I think our oven goes, down to 200 degrees. And you just leave them in.
Because the silicone molds are durable under that kind of
heat. Yeah, they won't melt or anything. So you just let them dry out. You could even, just sit them in a cool, dry place in your kitchen.
I think John and I could have a lot of fun coming up with a cocktail for every week.
And, and then, voila, you have homemade sugar cubes.
Fun fact of the day, almost every plastic product you have has a melt point that's above 300 degrees.
We could just call everyone the name redacted because we forgot it.
But,
I like it.
The finishing touches, like I was saying,
sorry.
I think it was a couple weeks ago, I love the old fashioned, but I don't like all the fruit, especially when the fruit's muddled. So, while a traditional, really old school, 1800s old fashioned is going to have, bourbon, Angostura bitters, and, two types of citrus rind in it, the newfangled, which, is a nod to the maraschino cherry and the orange slice, I just use orange bitters and these Woodford Reserve spice cherry bitters.
I'm trying to get my hands on those for work, and
There was a Total Wine in Greensboro that had the Woodford Reserve bitters products.
Okay.
So,
Well, I mean, it's also just
the one on Battleground, or mine.
They won't purchase, I have to purchase it with my own money, so, I mean, it's kind of hard, but I'm definitely going to figure it out.
Also, I got my Woodford Reserve bitters products on Amazon, and that was cheap and easy.
Nice.
I'm good.
So there
I'm
Is
happy.
That an episode?
Yeah, that's an episode.
So, happy holidays, everybody.
Happy Spanksgiving. Hope you guys gained at least 15 pounds eating all that turkey and shrimp.
Wait, what was Black Friday this year? Black Cat Friday.
Black Cat Friday. We're doing a superhero name every
year. Not Black Adam Friday.
Not Black Adam Friday. That was
Black
last
Cat Friday.
Year. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Go out and get some of these products for yourself, your friends, your family, siblings, everybody else.
Let me know if you want to do Fantasy Fish Center.
I'm in. I'm totally
okay,
in.
Okay, cool.
Placing bets now.
Also,
well, the winter season is about to start.
Tune in after Thanksgiving for our new weekly features, including Cocktail of the Week with John to One Take Thomas.
The Fish Center Minute.
And the Fish Center Minute.
This is getting out of hand.
We are so pathetic for the things that don't sponsor us.
Just like the news. I am Colin Norris.
Alexander Fulmer.
I'm Chris Nielsen.
And I'm John Michael Thomas, or John One Take Thomas, or John the Alcoholic Thomas.
Or John the Warden Thomas.
Or John the Littlest Pug Thomas.
Or John Little Bear Thomas.
John Too Many Nicknames Thomas.
Go out and touch some butt, guys. We love you.